Galactic Freaks, J, Emmett, and KC Masterpiece.
Blimey!
Blimey. Welcome to Gin on Location. We're here at the Brazen Head Pub in Cincinnati, Ohio. Actually, we're in, what, Mason? Is this considered Mason over here?
I think this is still... that's a good question, because we're like right on the Mason-Dixon line between Mason and Westchester.
It makes it sound so rednecky.
It does, but this is complete opposite of redneck. Mm.
I'm eating. We decided tonight to do on location, and we're eating.
And young Jay is having his chips with his burger.
And KC just finished eating, but I still got a couple bites left of this wonderfully tasty burger, and it is wonderful.
He's having the Black Angus. What a bum.
Anyway, we're out, but we're still going to give you the geeky news. Hopefully it's not too loud, but we'll probably pick up pretty well. I should probably warn everybody this week. When we get to my stories, I'd go really industrial and really green. It just sort of happened that way.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, so what have you been up to this week, Casey?
Yeah, nothing. Just working for a living. Unfortunately.
Working a lot.
Yeah.
I should probably have finished eating before.
No.
You got some smudge on your... Huh? Right by your button. No, on your shirt. Dead air. This is the sound of me talking with food in my mouth. Brilliant.
Oh, good. Don't mind us. We're just doing a little internet radio show.
Oh, okay.
First time you've probably heard this.
As I eat, and KC talks to our waitress, and she has no idea what he's talking about. And that's the best part.
She's really cute. She said that she has like an engagement ring.
Yeah, I'm the married dude. How do I notice these things, but you guys don't?
Just looking at her boobs.
This bottle of wine is too up this.
So while Jay chews his burger, I'm sorry, I'm going to use my Monty Python accent while I drink my beer here. By the way, bourbon. Let's see, is this bourbon Irish stuff?
I don't know. Good beer. I got a Rivertown blueberry lager. And this is a local lager. This is a Cincinnati lager.
Oh, and I'm drinking the Bourbon Barrel Stout. Highly recommend.
I would tell you right now, if you don't like blueberries, do not get the Rivertown Blueberry Lager. Because it tastes... I know it's going to baffle you.
Tastes like blueberries.
These schnozberries taste like schnozberries. But I had a long week at work. And, okay, so this week... On top of martial arts, I started doing that P90S.
Now, you were telling me that was sort of like yoga?
No, there's yoga in it.
Okay.
Well, I've never done yoga. All the other stuff in it, I'm fine with. There's a lot of boxing and kicking and stuff like that, aerobics. But, you know, I do it anyway, so I'm okay with that. But I've never done yoga. So you do what's called the plank into what's called the upward dog, which is basically if you ever see them kind of lay down and stretch their head up, you know. Then you go back to plank, and then you go to the downward dog, which is essentially you're up on all fours, but your feet are supposed to be flat and straight. Well, I was up on my toes, so I forced them down.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
And I kind of pulled a calf muscle doing that.
Ooh.
And then on top of all that, I somehow majorly hurt my back in the process of doing yoga this week.
Mm.
So I had to have a beer tonight. I don't drink very often these days, but a beer will help relax.
Yeah, I think this is the first beer I've seen you with in, wow, right?
Yeah, I probably in the last year, I've probably had maybe four beers.
Yeah.
Maybe five tops in a year. That was a personal choice. I was a bit of a raging alcoholic. No, I'm just kidding. I wasn't. I've always had this weird thing where I just want to see if I can stop something. I sort of challenge myself personally to see if I can do stuff like, I'm going to stop doing this. I'm going to stop doing it. The only thing I haven't been able to stop is porn. I just...
So that's why your hands are so hairy.
I do it wrong. All right, so we are going to, it's a little weird. We're back in a little corner, but there are people very close by. We had to wait because there was a family with two little kids.
And yeah.
Although we're not that crude, we figured we don't want to be completely inappropriate.
Gotta learn sometime.
But I think we're ready to go, so I'm going to go ahead and deliver my first story this week. Like I said, I get a little industrial and a lot green this week. It's just the stories I found that really interested me.
Mm.
So my first one deals with plastic. Plastic, you know plastic, right?
Yeah, just regular, ordinary plastic.
Good
right?
thing, right?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, I mean, we all use it. We use it for everything.
I use it for porn.
You're right.
Yeah.
But plastic ain't exactly green.
No, it's not. No.
I mean, if you follow me, plastic doesn't break down naturally very well.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a long time to biodegrade, as it were. What that means for all of us is a ton of waste that we just can't get rid of.
Oh, God, yes.
Waste in the landfills and oceans,
mm-hmm.
over on the side of the road as we were driving here, I'm sure.
There's tons of plastic lying all over the place. It's sickening.
Well, those smarter minds than mine, the guys over at Yale, some students over at Yale, as a matter of fact, a group of students, have discovered a new fungus called, and bear with me, Pestilotiopsis microspora. I mean, why they got to call it this stuff, I don't know, but that's what they call it. They discovered it while on a rainforest expedition and laboratory trip to the Amazon in Ecuador.
Really?
Now, they were there collecting microorganisms and plant symbols and whatnot, and they found this fungus. And that's what we're going to call it for the rest of the story, the fungus. Because I'm not going to try to say that Anyway, they get home and they start playing around with this fungus, and lo and behold, they discover this thing loves to eat it some plastic. This thing devours some plastic.
Question, can we call it the pea fungus since pollen is coming over?
Yes, the pea fungus. That's
pea
good.
Pea fungus, thank you.
So pea fungus loves to eat some plastic. More specifically, it really loves eating polyurethane.
And hanging out with Bootsy Collins.
It's able to grow on polyurethane in both oxygen-filled and oxygen-free environments. What that really means, because you're going, so who gives a crap, right? Well, what that really means is, since it can feed and grow on non-oxygenated environments, in landfills, all that plastic underneath crap, it can eat it. Doesn't need the oxygen.
Really?
So they're thinking, you know, they could use this to get rid of all this extra plastic in all these landfills and whatnot, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it gets my head wondering, right? Because I start worrying. What if it gets free and it starts eating the shit out of plastic everywhere?
Ooh.
And what if it becomes self-aware? Just starts munching plastic. You know, I thought it was kind of cool.
That's pretty cool.
So this could, you know, we're going green, man. Gonna eat all the plastic. What you got?
Well, speaking of Yale.
Wow.
Yeah,
we're gonna tie all these mother truckers together. Especially if his last story has anything to do with eating.
Well, not quite, but the Yale College Republicans and Western Free Press held the most intriguing debate since Lincoln versus Douglas.
We'll pick it up, but I don't, you know.
Okay. Okay, since this past Thursday, the candidates who were participating in this riveting debate was none other than Jimmy McMillan of the Rent is Too Damn High.
Ah, that Jimmy McMillan.
Oh, God, yes.
I don't know who the hell that is.
And Democratic challenger Vermin Supreme. Yes, that's right, Vermin Supreme. McMillan, a.k.a. the Black Colonel Sanders, he does look like the Black... Look... him up on Google.
I bet you he don't eat a lot of chicken, though.
Probably he doesn't.
He's probably like, nah, this is a little too cliche.
Yeah.
For my
blood. I love me some chicken.
I would if I was him. I would wear a white suit everywhere I went with a little string tie, and I would carry a bucket of fried chicken everywhere.
But if I was a Black Colonel Sanders, I would. I would drink mint
juleps. But you're the Black
Teddy Roosevelt. Yeah. And let's see.
I've never had them. Have you ever had a mint julep?
No.
Me neither.
We're going to have to go down to Louisville and have mint juleps.
That's what we're going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll go on location.
Yeah. Anyway, McMillan and Vermin Supreme the homeless, aka the homeless guy wearing a boot for a hat, that's what he was wearing, matched wits via webcam and was moderated by Michael Knowles of the Yale College Republicans. The two agreed and even sparred on several issues, such as the legalization of marijuana.
You come off like a news guy. The two agreed and even sparred off many issues, including... Yeah, maybe looser.
You know what? Apparently I need some more P-Funk. More P-Fungus. Maybe that would help.
If my notes were on here, I could help you with that.
I wouldn't even begin to say what you talked about. I'm going to let all these Yale people to do that. But the two agreed and sparred on several issues, one of which was marijuana. In which McMillan said...
Did they agree and spar while on marijuana?
Well, funny that you mentioned. McMillan said, I fought in Vietnam.
Since we're talking about George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, God. I fought in Vietnam, and I was high as hell, according to McMillan.
I'm going to vote for that dude.
While Vermin Supreme smoked what looked like a joint. Crazy.
I'll burn the roof off. Burn the roof off.
The event concluded with 300 viewers still tuned in.
300? Woo!
Yeah.
There's some numbers.
Oh, God, yeah. It tuned into the debate after 2 hours of discussion. As McMillan and moderators turned off their webcams, Vermin Supreme was left alone to shout out his slogan, Free Ponies for Everyone.
Ah, yeah, I heard about the Free Ponies for Everyone, which is brilliant. I think if they would have went into the debate telling everybody to watch the debate while they smoked, then they would have had way more than 300. Don't you think?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to vote for him because free pony. I want a free pony.
Yeah.
How about you?
Yeah, I do like free ponies.
I'm scared shitless of horses.
But you want a pony.
Why, sell that mother.
Something before it gets old?
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Make glue.
They make better dog food, I think.
Yeah, well, whatever. And I think they use parts to make gelatin.
Yeah, true. Probably the bone.
Mm-hmm. Well, we are at a whopping 12 minutes and through our first two stories, but that's okay. We've got plenty of content. As you guys know, one of the things we've reintroduced is the Geektionary, which there will be one of tonight. But before we do the Geektionary, it's KC's turn to introduce his...
Geek Babe of the Week! Week!
Another George Clinton.
Going back to Parliament Funkadelic.
Oh, sure. Folks, we're about to just talk with our waitress here.
Well, you can do that. You don't have to.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, that's all right.
I'm good. You good?
No, I'm good. This is good.
It's his first time doing this. See, I've done this before. You just gotta not care. But he's never recorded in public before, so it's making him feel all weird.
A little bit, but I recorded, during the...
not
the
same. You talking about the Rockin' for Autism or something?
No, not Rockin' for Autism, which was a fantastic...
Oh, you're talking... Yeah, but, you've never done a show.
Well, during initiation,
it's a little different, though. You're interviewing people.
Yeah.
That's what you're not doing.
It's a little tricky. But anyway,
let's take a second to, before you do the Geek Babe of the Week, let's take a second to tell people about the place we're in right now. So we're in the Brazen Head.
Yes, the Brazen Head.
Which is this place is awesome inside.
It's freaking huge. There's three to four stories of just pub.
And we've got a boat launching above our heads, which is really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Brazen Head Irish Pub, though, and it's not too far from my house, probably about... 6-7 minutes away from my house. And I've been downstairs to the bar before, but I've never actually... This is my first time eating inside.
No, they got good food.
But KC suggested it, and yeah, it's a really... Burger was fantastic.
Yeah.
How was your Reuben?
The Reuben was good.
You seemed a little let down when it arrived.
Well, they have the coleslaw, and usually when I eat a Reuben, I expect, sauerkraut.
Well, that coleslaw was about as close to... I like sauerkraut, and I like coleslaw, but that was some
because
weird
it had onions in it.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Nah. Mm-hmm. I knew something wasn't right the second I took a bite. But...
Onions, that get you.
But we like it here. The waitresses are all pretty cute, and so it's dinner and a show. With cute things...
You get the G-Bow. You get the Geek Babe of the Week this week.
Yes, I do. And in honor of Facebook going public on the stock market, my Geek Babe of the Week
you
is...
You can't... No. You can't claim Zuckerberg.
Just him with that hoodie.
He is pretty cute with them little sandals. And...
But actually, it's going to be the... Let's see. The COO, or the Chief Operating Officer of Facebook... Sheryl Sandberg. And I'm showing Jay a picture of Miss Sandberg. I wouldn't kick that out.
She's pretty cute.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
I like her.
Yeah.
She's not like beautiful, gorgeous. She's just really cute. And you know how my feelings go with the really cute. I prefer the really cute over the really gorgeous.
I agree.
I'm weird like that.
No, I completely understand.
Give me an option between her and Megan Fox, I'm going to choose this chick every time. Well, she's probably got a buttload more money than Megan Fox, too. Sad as it may be. I'm not really a Megan Fox fan. I think we established that last week on the show.
Well, I mean, yeah, Megan Fox has a little bit. So,
I agree. I think she used to be really cute. But.
Well, Transformers 1.
So, Facebook, is that her claim to geek fame?
Yes, and also, she was also an employee of Google before she went on to Facebook.
Actually, well, there you go.
She was vice president of global online sales and operations at Google. And also, before Google, she was working with the United States Department of the Treasury as the chief of staff. Believe it or not.
She could be the chief of my staff.
Oh.
All right. Well, in honor of your contributions to geekery everywhere and the fact that you are adorably cute, Miss Sandberg or whatever your name is.
Yes, Sheryl Sandberg.
Thank you. You are officially the Geek Babe of the Week. That was beautiful trumpet sound.
Thank you.
Now, this week... we have a little game to play that we are going to call Confessions. We're each going to ask each other three kind of truth or dare sort of questions without the dare. And we have to answer honestly.
All right.
This is going to be the most awkward part of the entire radio show. Because I swear I've got two questions that are questionable in public settings, and it's getting quieter in here for some reason. I don't know what's going on, but it...
Why is it getting so quiet? Does anybody
I don't know.
Listen to a show?
I just hope these... you don't understand what I... I just want the folks at home to understand that we are...
This is why we're going to go to video
we
next
are,
week.
Right. We are 10 feet away from a couple. And I have to ask my first question. And I'm going to do it.
Don't know about him over?
No.
All right.
We don't know him that well yet.
Oh, we're good. Just have to introduce ourselves.
All right. This is gonna get interesting.
Oh, this should be fun.
Okay, Casey, are you ready?
Sure.
Have you ever used something to masturbate with that was not intended for that purpose? Example, some form of food or a household appliance?
That is a good question. You know what? I'm trying to think because there's like, no, I didn't use that pillow. No, but I had designed sketches for an operations device.
You designed sketches?
Well, I was 13 at the time and alone, so.
Dude, you could have revolutionized an industry. You could have made the first fleshlight.
But that dream is sold.
And now you can go buy one.
Too late.
Oh man, is it as awesome as they say?
Oh god, so good!
Oh, brilliant! So you're going with no? You've never used anything to do that
well,
wasn't
the fleshlight was
well. That's
much
intended for
yeah.
that purpose.
Well,
dude, most every dude used a pillow.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
You know, the between your box spring and mattress. Jar of
sandpaper.
Peanut butter.
Oh. Yeah,
your mom gets in to get some peanut butter the next day. She's like, what's wrong with this? It's extra chunky, Ma.
It's the one with the jelly already inside.
Oh, all right. Yeah. What's your first question? We did just eat. Hey, I'm not trying to be a racist, but let's just be glad you can't. Just because I probably am right now. Pretty red.
Hey, who's that black guy with the Indian?
Oh.
Okay. Let's see. Have you ever been in... Wow, I'm feeling a little awkward myself now. Okay.
This makes it better.
Ever been in an orgy?
No.
No.
Really, have you?
I wish.
I've been with... This is awkward. Awkward in other ways, because I'm afraid you might listen to this. I've been with two girls...
That's technically an orgy.
That... Hold up. That performed certain things... Certain acts upon me, but I didn't, you know.
Was the penis involved?
Yeah, mine.
Okay, there you go. But I'm saying the other girls had a penis.
There was some oral copulation for me, but nothing besides that. Yeah, okay. They were taking turns.
All right.
Okay. So does that? I don't think that counts as that's not an orgy. Didn't actually have sex.
Dude, come on! I mean. Where are you, Bill Clinton? Come on, it is.
All right, my next one's kind of tame. But that's okay, because it's just going to lead up to the last one, which is the good one. Casey?
True.
Have you ever lied to a girl to get her to have sex with you?
Well, I got girls drunk, and...
Are you serious?
No, let's see. Lie... No, actually, I don't.
Yeah, I haven't either. Yeah. Never lied to a girl to get her. I'm not really much of a liar in any... I'm not good at it. I always get caught anyway, so I really don't see the point. But yeah, I've never lied to a girl to get her to have sex with her. Like, never. I've never told her I had feelings for her that I didn't have, or told her I did something I didn't do, or was something I didn't... Oh, well, unless you count 10 inches, you know... You got to tell them that and then just hope that by the time the pants come off, it's just too late for them to say no then. By the way, I have a major sense of deja vu going on right now. I don't know
why. Didn't this happen before?
I think it might have.
Well, the last time we were here, we were drinking some Knob Creek.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So we'll tell that story after the game, because we should tell that story after the game, but we will, because that's a good story to tell while we're here. So what's your next confession question?
All right. Ever pay for sex?
No. Well, I'm married, so yeah, every time.
No.
Have you?
No.
I almost asked that question. You
still a guy? Thought about it. But no.
Yeah, I'm sure. All guys have thought about it.
But it's just a matter of dignity for me. It's just,
it's not even that for me. It's more of a, do I really have to? We were out one night, me and a friend of mine, and... I had made a comment about never... We were talking about hookers, and so I said something about, I don't know, I've never seen an actual hooker. He said, sure you have. I said, no, I haven't. And he said, sure you have. He said, they're downtown Hamilton. I'm like, no, they're not. He said, come on. So he drove me over there. It's probably 1 o'clock in the morning. We're driving down the road, and there's a couple girls standing there. He's like, those right there. I said, ah, those are just girls, dude. I mean, they don't look... I mean, in my head, all I see is what you saw on TV, and they didn't look like that.
Yeah.
These were some pretty nasty-looking chicks wearing, like, big baggy sweatshirts and stuff. He's like, dude, those are hookers. I'm like, no, they're not. He said, watch this. And he started to slow down, and sure enough, they started walking up the car. I'm like, dude, hit the gas, hit the gas, hit the gas. So when I saw what they actually looked like...
Yeah, they're not Julia Roberts.
I'm like... I may not be the stud muffin of the century, but I'm pretty sure I could go to a bar and get something that looked a little bit better than that if I really tried all night.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to go for class and go for the Escort, I think.
There's just some scary things about them, I guess.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're on crack.
You don't know. Yeah, you don't know in a club either, I guess. But no, I've never officially paid for sex. I've never had a woman of the night, as it were. No. Nope.
You go to Washington, D.C., they're all over the place.
Now,
and they're in hooker
we're talking
uniform.
Like, right, that's what I was expecting, a hooker uniform. I didn't get that. Now, in Vegas, maybe. You know, I've seen some of them, but, you know, just kidding.
Well, that's how I acquired.
Yeah, it's different. Yeah, that's all right, so here is my big question for you.
No.
This is the fun one, I think. And you have to be honest, remember. Have you ever watched gay porn, either a movie or just a clip, on like a clip online, not by accident?
One time.
You should see his face. It's the best part. He's like,
Well, let's put it this way.
He puts up the finger one time. He looks. He's the Joe Piscopo once. Once.
Well, it's the internet. I mean, one, you ever see, like, the craziest S that you could possibly imagine and involves two dudes? It's like, whoa, I gotta see this because I'm the type of person who like looking at train wrecks. You know, two girls, one cup, you know.
I've never watched it. See, I'm very good at, there's that, I always say curiosity. Most people have a sense of morbid curiosity, and I have it, but I'm really good at ignoring it.
Which?
Most people aren't.
I know I'm not.
There are lots of videos that I know lots of people have watched, and I mean, my morbid curiosity wants to go watch that shit, too. But I tell myself, no, dude, it's a bad idea. So I don't. But, dude, most gay guys out there are going to tell you they've never watched. No, we don't go watch them. Curiosity has got the better of every one of us, though, at one point in time. And even I've turned on a clip to see, and I'm like, oh, my good Lord, why? Yeah. I mean, like, I watched it, and I'm like, I'm looking at this naked dude. I'm like, no, never. I don't understand, because I don't see how women find us attractive.
I agree, totally. I am a hairy, hairy human being.
Me too.
You know,
that's brilliant. No. But, yeah, I just wanted to see if you'd fess up to it. Stu once, when we worked at the video store, we used to get, when people would come in, we had an adult section, and people would come in and tell you stuff wasn't, this videos. This was the VHS days. When I first started there, we converted to DVD, but we started off with VHS, and so a lot of our adult stuff was still on VHS. People would bring one back in and say, hey, this one doesn't work, and whenever people brought movies in and said they didn't work, one of us would watch it to make sure. Now, I didn't watch any of the porn. I've never been but our boss or Stu, one of them would watch it, but if it was gay porn, my boss would just go, defective, and throw it out. It wouldn't even bother. Well, he had one sitting there one day, and Stu took a bunch of them home, including this. It was called, like, Toilet Tramps or something. I don't know. Stu took it home, and we gave him shit for months. Still do, actually. That was years ago.
I could have had to bring this up.
He's like, I didn't watch it. As soon as I got home and realized what it was, I didn't watch it. And he probably didn't. He didn't know. Usually we just threw him out. But
wait a minute, it says Toilet Tramps. Come on.
That could be anything, though.
Yeah, but you should have seen some of the titles. Could have been anything. Toilet Tramps? Really? That's some sick. Yeah, or even if it was like two girls, it's just Toilet Tramps.
Well, not to like throw my buddy under the bus, but he's watching weird stuff. But yeah, so
you gotta have a long talk with Stu.
So you got one more for me? Or is that it? You got one more question?
One more.
That's what I thought.
So, while you were working at the adult video store.
Uh-huh.
Well, the adult video section, is to say. Did any of the porn come sticky?
Oh, Lord, yeah. Ooh. This is like the worst thing to be talking about in a restaurant. And I hope the people... So, we kept, I'm not exaggerating, 4 bottles of hand sanitizer under the... we kept them back there. And they would come in boxes, you know, people would put them in the drop box, and not sticky.
Gelatinous?
No. So this is a great story, man. I would just get fed up. But the thing about the adult renters is I could say whatever I wanted to them, and they would always come back. And I mean, I could be just downright belligerent and mean, and they would come back. I couldn't keep them away. You got the guys that would come in, you know, once every couple weeks. That's fine. There were guys that would be there every single day, and you could set your watch, and they were creepy. I mean, like, they acted creepy. Well, I was just getting real sick of it one day, and I'm cleaning out the box where people drop their returns, and my boss is putting movies away on the wall, you know, and I reach in and grab one, and it's baby oil all over my hands, and I threw it towards the back wall where the adult room was. I chucked this video like whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. It hits the wall and explodes. It's boom, plastic flying everywhere. And my boss turns around and looks at me and I'm like, you sick motherfuckers, wash your damn hands! I mean, I yelled it and my boss busts out laughing. He didn't care. I mean, he's dying laughing because I'm just, I mean, I exploded the tape on the wall.
Well, Well, you never know. Maybe they're just, you know, getting done changing the baby or something.
Yeah. And then they touch their porn, yeah. So, yeah, few things. Someday we'll have to tell stories of of the interesting things that
like we used to do for work.
Went on. Yeah, pretty fun stuff. I can have you guys laughing. I wasn't there, but they caught. We also had, you know, it was a regular video store. It was just an adult room. You couldn't go in there unless you were 18. But we also had the, I forget what the section was called, but basically your soft core section. It was just this little rack. But,
oh, like Red Shoe Diaries or something.
Yeah,
like Skin
but
Max.
It kind of had some racy covers. And there was this kid in there one day, probably 11, 12 years old, somewhere there. And one of the guys working noticed he kept kind of circling near the adult room, and then he'd kind of keep going over to that rack. And
yeah, that's how I met Jay.
And then the kid sort of disappeared, and they went looking for him. They found him standing kind of behind a rack, sort of, you know, doing what little dudes do. They had to get onto it. Can you imagine that poor kid who got caught? I mean, that would be horrible.
He sure looks like surfing a restroom.
Well. With that, we're going to take a momentary break and lead you into this week's Geekshonary. So we will be right back as soon as
I drink this beer.
And now it's time for another edition of the Geekshonary, where we teach you how to speak geek. Our Geekshonary word for this week is hermaphrodite. The origins of this word will become obvious when I read the definition. That is, of course, unless you are a giblet. See last week's word. An hermaphrodite refers to an Intel-based computer that can run either PC or Mac operating systems. Example: you should switch your system to a hermaphrodite, so you can suck at programming in two different operating systems. Oh, I've got one. How about I add one of my own? Okay. Example: you should switch your system to a hermaphrodite. That way, you can run GarageBand while still keeping all of your D&D 3.5 character generators. I just threw that in. Thank you for tuning in once again to the Geekshonary. I have been your host, Hampton Hazelbottom.
And that was Professor Higginbotham. What's his name? I don't know. But he's funny. And we love the Geekshonary. And there will be more of those to come. And more stuff, actually. We're going to start. So, should we go ahead and announce now? You sort of already said it. Nobody knew until you opened your big mouth and said, we're going back to video. We hadn't officially announced it yet. Probably starting next month, we're going back to video. Now, for those of you who like audio, don't worry. It'll still get released in audio every week as well.
Yes.
But we have found that with the new format we're going to be doing as far as the video goes, and some of the things we like to do here, they just work better visually, like the G-Bow. And like we've got another recast coming up. And recasts only work real well if we can put pictures on the screen so you know what we're talking about. And that's one of the things that's spurned it. We got a really cool recast coming up that I'm not going to spoil for you guys now. But when I started going through my recast, some of these people are only going to hit if you can, because you won't know them by name.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see them, you're going to go, I can see that.
Right.
So, like we told you last week, things are changing a lot. In good ways. So we'll give you more on that. But if you're an audio person and you're not really into the video scene, don't worry. We'll still release it audio every week.
Yeah, I mean, think of it. We're offering our services for the visually impaired and the hearing impaired. So it all works out.
Except they would just be watching the show and have no idea what we're talking about because we ain't putting subtitles. Or we should, you know, we should do.
We'll have like one of those sign language.
We'll hire a sign language person, but we'll tell them to sign whatever they want, not what we're saying, so it doesn't fit at all. Dude, that would be hilarious. So,
be
we're going to... I told you a few minutes ago we were going to tell the story of the last time we were at the Brazen Head.
Yes.
We were going out one night. It was myself and Casey and Stu and our friend Brian, who is out and about doing military stuff right now. So, and my brother headed out this week as well, I believe. So,
to Afghanistan.
Afghanistan.
Right?
My brother just went to Afghanistan. So thoughts and prayers, people. We'd appreciate it. But downstairs at the Brazen Head, they have a nice little pub. And so we decided to stop in there first. And it was just you and I at first. They met up with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we're down there, and we're drinking some brews and everything. And up on the wall is a bottle of this whiskey called Knob Creek.
Yes.
And, of course, we're a little buzzed, so we're getting a...
Yeah, we got a few beers in us already. And,
we're getting the giggles. It's called Knob.
Yes.
Hilarious. Nice. That's called a party foul.
Yes. Well, the beer's empty, so it's cool.
Well, you're lucky it's empty, or it would have been on my lap, and I'd have smelled like blueberries for the rest of the night.
You know, I have these 6 cents, but go ahead.
So we're down there, and we're a little buzzed, so Casey's like, I'm going to buy us both a shot of Knob Creek. And I don't do whiskey, all right? Hate whiskey. I can do Jaeger all night long, but not whiskey. In fact, one night I did drink Jaeger all night long, and that was an interesting night. You were there, weren't you? It's like we went to that party over at those people's house. The drug counselors, who were like the biggest drug heads I've ever met in my life, but they were drug counselors. I was killing me. I'm like, wow, this dude is a drug counselor, pulls out his little red felt-lined box where he keeps... I'm like, this is disturbing. Anyway, yeah, but I don't do whiskey. I don't do... I hate Jim Beam and Jack. I can do, like, Jack and Coke, but I don't... But you're like, if I buy you a shot of this Knob Creek, will you do it? I'm like, I don't know, man. And you're like, come on. And I said, all right. So Casey orders 2 shots of Knob Creek.
I was like, bartender.
Who was, remember, her, that bartender was hot.
She was hot.
And she also was wearing a kilt. And they bring in these out, these shots, and we go to put them into our mouth, and the lady's like, what'd she say? Like,
it's like $17 or something like that.
It was $8 a shot, if I recall.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, it's up to our lips at this point. We're, like, just holding it still, like,
can you put this back in the bathroom?
But we went ahead and did the shot, and I will say, I don't like whiskey.
It's went down smooth.
It was the smoothest whiskey I ever had, and it did the trick. because I felt really warm and really happy, and then we left. And we went to, we drank a little while here, and then we went over to another bar down the street, a club, dance, whatever, where you proceeded to drop a glass, like a tall boy, just all over the floor, busted and erupted. And Casey and I proceeded to get drunk while the other two were not. And we became kind of obnoxious and decided we wanted Waffle House. Do you remember that?
The hash browns. Yes.
More than anything else, so we all went over and it was a fun night. It was a really fun. That was probably one of the first times you and I actually officially got drunk together. You don't.
Yeah, I mean, that was actually the first time you saw me ever get blitzed.
It was maybe Horror Hound. I don't think you really got blitzed at Horror Hound, though.
No, but I was blitzed that night.
But we had a good time. It was a lot of fun. So, yeah, so Knob Creek, $8 a shot, and I'm talking a standard shot. Which we are not rich people. That's a lot of money for us.
Yeah, that's a little pricey.
For one shot, $8.
Good lord. But it did the trick. I'll give Knob Creek that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That was Kentucky bourbon.
Yeah, and it was warm and strong and the smoothest whiskey. It still made me shudder, but it was the smoothest whiskey I've ever had.
So. It did have like a little burn to the aftertaste to it, but
well, that's whiskey for you, right? Do you ever drink like Scotch? Have you ever had? I've never had Scotch in my life.
No. Have you ever had Absinthe?
No, but I know what it tastes like, and I would probably like it.
That's some strong stuff.
Yeah, but you know me. I like certain flavors and certain tastes, and from what I've heard, it tastes like I would probably think it was all right.
Yeah.
I remember, I'll tell you a great story. We're in a restaurant, probably not the best place, but Stu and I are out one night. This is when we were roommates, and he says, hey, let's stop by my friend's house. We were out clubbing, but he said, let's swing by my friend's house. It's her birthday. She's having a party. I said, all right. So we stop by, and it's late. Everybody's pretty much already partied out. There's already passed out people all over the house. And we go in, and there's these two dudes sitting at a table. drinking. And I feel really inappropriate in a restaurant doing this, so I'll try to keep it. So we're talking to him, and the one guy says, you want a drink? And I said, what is it? And he says, Everclear. And I said, nope. He said, why not, man? I said, because I'm not drinking Everclear, man. That's straight stuff. I said, I don't want to be sick. He goes, it won't make you sick. I'm like, yeah, I just say not. He says, I've never been sick of my, let's just say, I won't give the sound effects, but he didn't finish the sentence. You can insert sound effects there. But, that was a fun night. We ended up hanging out watching Time Cop with a bunch of drunk people. We weren't drunk, amazingly.
Time Cop with a bunch of drunk
people. And this was back in the day when I was single and, you know, real thin. And this girl is down there, starts talking to me. And she asks me my name. And Stu's like, that's Emmett. It's, some people call me Emmett. And she said, Emmett? And I was like, yeah. She's like the frog? I was like, that's Kermit. She's like, I think frogs are cute. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, I think frogs are really cute. And she's kind of giving me the, you know. And I'm like, ooh, because this chick is really hot.
But stupid, but hot.
No, she was flirting, dude. No wonder you never get girlfriends. You don't understand.
Emmett the frog.
Right, she just wanted to get into the conversation.
Right.
And she was drunk.
Don't get me wrong.
Anyway, so I'm like, yes, this really hot chick is flirting with me. And I'm like, yeah, eating it up. She's like, I do. I think frogs are really cute. And all of a sudden I hear this other girl go, I forget her name, but she's like, we'll call her Tina. She says, Tina, what? You have a boyfriend and he's upstairs asleep. And I'm like, do I care? I looked at her and I said, is he bigger than me? Turns out this chick was a model, yeah. No, I didn't get anything from that night. I was really bummed.
Oh.
Yeah, I hate that when the other girlfriend has to ruin it for you. It's like, shut up! Well, you got a reminder. But no.
That is
not the first time I've had a, or the last time I've had a girl cock block me, basically, essentially.
Lucky.
We'll have to tell that story someday. So, did you shoot with your last story?
All right. This is a section I like to call Keeping It Real.
Keeping it real, yo!
It was reported that on Thursday that by 2060, Japan's population will shrink by one-third.
He goes all newscaster. You notice that? It was reported that by 2030, you crack me up. You go like completely, thank you. You go completely newscaster.
What's up, Jay? Back to the news.
Okay. And back to you, Jay.
It's also predicted that 40% of the population will be senior citizens.
Will be Japanese.
Don't worry, Japan. I'll turn Japanese later tonight.
So you're like, it's also predicted that at least 40% of the population will, in fact, still be Japanese.
So this news was, this report was...
because they don't want to have kids.
It's sad. Experts say that Japan's population will shrink to about 1 million people per decade in the coming years leading up to 2060.
Yeah, well, I imagine, none of them, they don't want to have kids. Plus, they make it, is it Japan where there's limits on?
No, that's China.
That's China, because they're overpopulated.
Yeah. And it's,
the Japanese people are more worried about industry and don't want to have kids.
No, they're worried about the Pokemon and what Godzilla's going
to
do.
My bad, I was trying to give him credit with the industry thing, you racist.
Okay. Now here's my keeping it real part. Wow, Japan, what the fuck? Please, for the love of God, put on some Marvin Gaye and start making babies. Why y'all not having sex? You ain't keeping it real. You ain't China. Come on.
Oh my good lord.
And that's keeping it real.
He just gave his monologue.
I'll be at the funny bone.
Wow. If you guys want some help, I'm just saying, you know.
I'm big in Japan.
Big in Japan. Tonight, big in Japan, alright. It's easy when you're big in Japan. Alphaville? Maybe we'll go out on that tonight.
Alright.
Well, I'm keeping it green. You're keeping it real. I'm keeping it green. I can't help it. I just found two stories that interested the crap out of me. Fungus that eats plastic, and it interested me. But this one, there's a video online that you can go looking for that watch. But
is it of the pea fungus getting all funged up?
Nope. Check this out. The, again, big words. This is the name of the company, though, so I'm going to give it a shot. The Armor Therm Foundation. You heard me. The Armor Therm Foundation. It would seem, has developed an insulating foam that can withstand heat up to 7,000 degrees. Impressive. Yes, I think so. But something even more impressive, Casey, is that the gonads on the dude in this video online, right? This dude coats his hand in this stuff, then takes a blowtorch to it to prove that it works.
For a second there, I thought you like dipped his gonads in this stuff. But go ahead.
Not enough for you yet? You're still not impressed, Casey? I can see by your face you're still not impressed.
Yeah, really? I do that
every
day.
Well, how about the fact that once he's done torching this hand-covered thing, he eats the insulating foam.
What?
He eats it. Basically, insulating foam on your typical average, you know.
Is it like a marshmallow or something?
No. Typically, insulating foam contains chemicals and fire retardants.
Maybe like a graham cracker and chocolate and just kind of eats his hands and s'more.
He just eats it. I don't know what he tastes like. I don't know. Well, typically, insulating foam contains chemicals and fire retardants you never want to release into the environment, let alone eat.
Typically,
right?
Yeah, that's what I think.
But they've actually created this insulating foam that can withstand great amounts of heat and cold that is safe to consume. That's how safe it is for the environment. And can, like I said, withstand heats up to 7,000 degrees, which is pretty insane.
And apparently edible.
Yeah, well, that's why I said consume. But, you know, whatever. Very, very little is actually known about this foam right now. It's been speculated that the foam has actually been in the works for about 5 years now.
So what's this foam made out of?
I don't know. Very little is known about this foam right now.
But he's eating it.
What's really cool, though, is that we know that this foam can also be used in solid form. And if that's the case, then it could make for, like, a more environmentally friendly version.
Is it gingerbread? Because you can make houses out of it.
Yeah, I like that. I don't know what it tastes like, man.
I'll just continue to guess. Go ahead.
Okay. But, I mean, my whole point was... Is
it made out of some sort of peanut butter?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it's made of peanut butter and gingerbread. The man did put it on graham crackers with chocolate. And then he danced a jig. Next question.
This sounds damn good. Where did I get some of that?
That's just a really cool thing, though,
that's
man. All these companies trying to make green, you know, more green things. I'm not a PC person in general, but I do believe that we need to be a little more environmentally sensitive with our...
Care for our Earth Mother.
Yeah. I mean, we got to keep the Earth around till the 21st of December.
You know, at least for Mike's birthday.
Yeah. We should do a show.
On Mike's
birthday? Live show on the 21st. We should figure out the logistics of doing a live show. Ooh. And on the 'cause that way, if the world ends, we'll just fade to black. It'll be really appropriate.
Yeah. We'll have Aztecs on there. It'll be cool.
Mayans, man.
Aztec, Mayans, same damn thing.
Well, if we're on there, we'll have assholes on there.
Yeah, that's true.
Wow. So I just thought it was really interesting that they made this foam that basically has no toxins in it whatsoever, and it's such a good insulator, so it's not harmful to the environment.
I gotta check out this video now.
Yeah, I'll have to take you to a link to it. And I would love to say that I'll put links up and whatnot, but it's never going to happen. I'm too lazy. I would like to get somebody eventually that would be willing to do that sort of stuff for us. Now, you can write the show, of course, like we always tell you, geek@pennycult.org for now. If any of you go to pennycult.org, you're going to notice something just ain't right. What's all this crazy stuff over there? It'll all make sense in due time, I promise.
But right now, we're going to keep it a little secret.
Well, if you're following enough in Facebook and whatnot, you're going to be catching stuff already. I would like to say we begin filming on our short film next week. as a matter of fact. I look for that to take probably about 3 weeks to finish filming, and then a couple weeks to edit. That sounds crazy, like really only a couple weeks? Well, when you're the guy directing, writing, and editing, you can kind of decide where things are going to go. Plus, it's a short film. It's not going to be very long. We do have a new YouTube channel up. It's Javuniverse. That's J-A-V-U Universe. right now there's only a couple videos up there, but more are coming, and hopefully our short film will be up there when it's ready, assuming I can keep it in the time constraints. Right now I think it's probably going to be about 12 minutes, but I might be able to hack it down to 10, depending. I don't know yet. We'll see. If not, we will give you links to all that when it's up and ready, and we'll kind of let you know the progress of it as we go, because it's going to be a lot of fun. We filmed some stuff before, and we have a good time.
Yeah, it's going to be a blast, and we want you to be a part of it.
And that's just the beginning. There's way more coming. We've already begun plans for the next big thing after that. Videos on the horizon for a lot of things. But, you know, go check out our other shows. I do a show with my wife, for those of you who don't know.
It's
called Ball and Chain. And we talk about the differences between being married and singles versus married people. But we do it in only a way I can, which is I'm really snarky and insulting. And I get attacked for it all the time. People, I love my wife. And I've tried to tell people on the show, if I really acted that way in real life, she wouldn't stay married to me. I'm just joking. And she understands my sense of humor. But you can check out Ball and Chain. What else? Growing Up Goonie, When We Do It. That's just a show for fun.
Yeah, it's mainly for us, but we like to have others involved. And
when we can get them.
Yeah, see our hijinks and what we do.
But as always, you can find out more. Oh, I have been back on Twitter. Not a lot.
Jay has made his return on Twitter, on the Twitterverse.
Not a lot. I still find it a bit annoying. I just think people post the dumbest stuff. Why do I give a shit that you just had nachos? I had nachos! Woo! I don't care. I just had the best fried pickles in the world. I'm not going to post that. I mean, I did have some pretty good fried pickles, but I'm not going to post that.
I was thinking about eating frog legs last week. Had frog legs for the first time.
But see, there's a difference. People got to understand the difference between just ate frog legs for the first time and then your thoughts on it, as opposed to, I'm eating frog legs. Mm. Do you understand the difference? One tells a story. One is useless facts that nobody gives a crap about if you ate frog legs. But I just ate frog legs for the first time. Thought they were pretty good. You know, people got to learn the nuances here. Why people don't get it, I don't know. I'm sitting on the porch. Like I tweeted tonight.
I'm 40.
I'm sitting in Brazenhead waiting for KC. We're going to attempt to do a show on location.
I'm drinking and driving.
Make sure you tweet your location. So yeah.
I'm calling the police.
Anyway, I am Jay Emmett on Twitter. It's J-A-Y-E-M-M-I-T-T.
I'm KC Masterpiece on Twitter.
And do we have a penny call?
Yes,
for now?
For now we have the penny call at Twitter.
Yeah, I wonder if people are catching on. Penny call is going away, but we aren't. Things are changing, growing.
Developing, evolving.
Becoming big like my penis. Well, I think that's about it this week. You can find us in all those places. Continue to listen. I hope everybody enjoyed our on location. You got a little looser as things went, as I knew you would.
Yeah, I was about to invite the couple sitting next to us to actually join in, but, you know.
That would be awkward. What if they said no, and then you'd be like, all
right,
then. What
if they said yes?
I think that's about it this week. So remember, keep tuning in here to the Geek in News.
Where the geek shall inherit the earth.
Later, Gators.